You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Does America's adoption system treat children equally? My next guest says the answer is an emphatic no. Ron Hall is a professor of social work at Michigan State University. He's been looking at the research, and to him it seems very clear the adoption system in this country discriminates against children who have darker skin. Ron Hall, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much.
So you've been studying something called colorism. Tell us, how does that differ from racism?
Well, colorism was coined by a writer named Alice Walker maybe 25, 30 years ago. And it pertains to particularly intra-race groups who discriminate against one another based on lighter or darker complexion. And I think because as a nation, we're so committed to this construct of race, we miss the discrimination that takes place on the basis of skin color entirely. And social workers, other individuals who work with children who may not engage in colorism intentionally, unfortunately do so because they know so little about the topic.
So it's kind of baked into the system?
I think, unfortunately, it is germane to Western society. People may engage in racist behaviors, but they make the estimate of race on the basis of complexion. We can measure skin color, we can quantify it, but because the tradition has been wedded to race, we oftentimes miss it.
So let's talk about this whole issue of how darker-skinned children fare in the adoption system. How deep does this go?
I think it goes very deep. It's entrenched. And what's unfortunate, most social workers are not even aware that they're denigrating adoptees on the basis of their complexion. Now, part of it is market. Unfortunately, there are more requests for lighter-skinned children versus darker-skinned children. And this crosses racial lines. You may have Euro-Americans who request lighter-skinned children, but you may also have families of color who similarly request lighter-skinned children. So if you're talking about an adoption agency that is in the business of adoption for profit, then it doesn't excuse the fact, but they are no less given to discrimination on the basis of a child's skin color.
One of the paragraphs that really jumped out at me in the piece that you wrote on this for The Conversation was the fact that regardless of race, as you just said, adopting parents prefer to adopt a light-skinned child. And you cite a 1999 study by a Los Angeles adoption agency, the Institute of Black Parenting. They found as many as 40% of African-American couples said they preferred a light-skinned or a mixed-race child. Help us understand why this is.
I don't want it to sound like it's an evil intent or it's intentionally discriminatory. The fact is, a child who has lighter complexion is going to have much more opportunities in life. They're probably going to get a better education. And research has shown this. There's a correlation between skin color, income, education, and occupation. That is just a statistical fact. So if you're looking for the best opportunity for your adopted child to succeed, you're going to aspire to a child that's lighter complected. We also know that there is a value norm in terms of attractiveness for lighter complected children. And so you have the addition of a child that's more appealing, that's more attractive, also may be assumed to have a greater potential for intellectual brightness. And so that leaves their assumptions made about a darker complected child that works to their disadvantage.
And what is the impact of all of this, this discrimination that just seems to be endemic to our adoption system?
Well, unfortunately, I'm pointing a finger at social workers. The impact is the further denigration of darker complected children. You have social workers who are supposedly hired in the best interest of these children, and in fact, they're guilty of abusing those children in many situations. They may not be as enthusiastic about the adoption process involving darker-complected children versus lighter-complected children, and they may not be conscious of this. Also, they have failed to institute policies to address this issue. Now, to some extent, an adoptive parent has a right to know certain characteristics about a potential child. But my suggestion to policymakers is you don't need to make that information available to a parent unless it's in the best interest of the child, because there may be some instances where it's warranted. Anticipated deficits, intellectual challenges, that may be necessary to know. But if it's going to be based purely upon a value judgment, and in many instances for skin color it is, then I don't think adoptive parents should have a right to that information. In fact, I would disqualify them as adoptive parents.
I'm talking with Ron Hall, who is a professor of social work at Michigan State University, who wrote a piece in theconversation.com about the U.S. adoption system discriminating against darker-skinned children. And to your point about the social workers, Ron, you write that when social workers were asked about favoring children with more Caucasian features, they contended it was to insulate dark-skinned children from rejection. That seems kind of like a reach, doesn't it?
It really doesn't. And I should say I'm being critical of social workers, but I worked several years as a social worker myself before I became a member of the Academy. So I'm not on the outside looking in. I've seen these kinds of things up close and personal. And as pertains to protecting a darker complected child, well, I think that's just a rationale for a social worker doing something that doesn't conform to the social work norms and values.
So you've talked about ways to address this, including the fact that you don't feel that, unless it's a very specific reason, that the issue of a child's skin color should be part of that process. And as you say, you feel that parents who are digging into that perhaps should be disqualified.
Exactly.
What about dealing with it from the social worker, and what kind of changes and protections need to be put into place to even that playing field?
Well, believe it or not, there are many policy-wise changes and strategies that exist on paper. They're just not being carried out. When that social worker is interacting with that parent, with that potential adoptee child, they're operating as American citizens. So unless they're really conscientious, they're subject to the norms, the values, and traditions of Americans. So they need to be educated to carry out some of what's written on paper.
When you think about what we're talking about with this colorism, you call this the last taboo?
My first book was called The Color Complex, and the subtitle was The Last Taboo Among African Americans. And one of the things that frustrated me about that book is that it focused upon African Americans. But since I wrote The Color Complex, I've written several books on the other communities, and I find the same issue. You have this same tendency in the Asian community, in the Latino community, and in Native American community. In 2012, I finished a trek around the world. I have interviewed, given surveys, and held focus groups with every major racial group in the world. And I find exactly what I expected to find, that is this bias against darker complexion and a favoritism toward lighter complexion. But it's something that a lot of us are uncomfortable talking about, because if we accuse other groups of discriminating against us and we engage in the same kinds of behaviors, it's kind of embarrassing.
And what do you hope, Ron Hall, that we take away from this work that you're doing on colorism? How does the culture shift begin?
The culture shift begins by interviews such as this, by educating the population, by making this an essential part of the discourse, because we have ignored it or chosen to talk about race when we really mean skin color, then skin color kind of gets pushed aside. And I might also add, I think if we put this whole issue of discrimination in a skin color context, it's also less polarizing. So we don't have one racial group against the other. Because what I can describe as taking place between Euro-Americans, African-Americans, also takes place between Euro-Americans and Euro-Americans and African-Americans and African-Americans. So we don't have these dividing ourselves up into these various camps, which doesn't get us anywhere.
Ron Hall is a professor of social work at Michigan State University, and you can go to theconversation.com and you'll find his piece on the U.S. adoption system discriminating against darker-skinned children. Ron, thank you so much for spending time and sharing your work with us on Stateside.
Thank you for having me.